CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? If so, please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4RYP. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. Connected net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAD 2 portion. Pre-check-in. Starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally, also in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, and KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred in Travelers Rest, N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. KQ4EHJ, Mr. Thomas in Easley. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont. KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville. We appreciate all those who use the pre-check-in feature on the website. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
Net control. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4. KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4RYP net control, so Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KI4KCX, Mr. Jerry in Gray Court. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you have a great evening. All right, any additional EchoLink stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, so we'll move on to our RF check-ins. Tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin through India with India through Lima. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Yeah, hope you and Chad are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to everyone. No traffic, no comment.
RYP, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu, India, KI4LZ. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
AYP, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net. 4,
thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I wish everyone a good night. Stay warm.
4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net would like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Sid and Fletcher, sounding good as usual. Mr. Sid, W4IOE, thank you for stopping by. And Mr. Andy over in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Andy. Hope you have a great evening. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Duncan. Your signal sounds good as usual. And then I'd like to welcome my good friend, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I will be back to you. They are both in Greer. I will be back to you for comments in just a minute, and please tell Miss Donna I said hello. Any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
YP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over at Piedmont tonight. Same for you, Miss Hannah, Chad, and all the net. Be negative and negative.
RYP. Who is Banana? Please check in. Kilo, Silver, Oscar, India, Matt. Rose, Banana. All the negative and negative. And happy Thanksgiving.
For Jimmy Arnett, I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena in Piedmont. And she brings along with her her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thank you so much for stopping by. Please tell Rick and Michelle that we said hello. I'd also like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, who's mobiling around there in Piedmont. You be safe and have a good evening at work, Mr. Fred. Thanks for checking in. And Mr. Walt in Inman, K4OIM. Mr. Walt, it's been a while since you've checked in with me, so I'm super glad I was calling the net tonight and could hear you. You're sounding great, and happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, I'm going to do one more call for stations and Mike through Papa. Please call KO4RYP. All right, so we're going to pause for just a second and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Yankee, Greenville.
4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So I'd like to welcome KO4YHY, Mr. Jim in Greenville. Mr. Jim, thanks for checking in tonight, and I hope you are doing well. To our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any stations wishing to check in, Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Tango Lima, John, Casey, South Carolina.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in traffic, monitoring.
RYP. If I get in between Bernice's sneezes here now. This is M0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And she's sneezing one after the other there. But I got through. So say hi to Chad, 73s. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. And the name here is Tom.
For RYP, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert down here and Joanna in the flatlands of Lawrence County. I'll be negative and negative, but let me say a howdy hey and a shout out to John and Casey. Salute.
Go for RYP. Please check in KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
For RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome KJ4TL, Mr. John in Casey, South Carolina. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Always good to hear you check in, Mr. Ed. Hope things are going well for you. And N0TR, sneaking in between some sneezes, Mr. Tom over in Greer. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert down here, and Joanna. So good to hear you tonight, Mr. Robert. Hope you are doing well. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with me. Chris, always good to hear you. Any additional stations, Quebec 3 Tango, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we're going to take a break and go back to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening. Good evening, could you again, Miss Anna. If you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Miss Anna, I do want to wish you and Chad a Mr. Chad a very happy Thanksgiving. No traffic, negative and negative, and I know Chad's close by, so Chad, hello to you, and hello to you as well, Miss Anna.
RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. Mr. Stephen, thank you so much for checking in. I would like to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving also. And Chad actually could not be here tonight. He had something come up with his dad, so I am calling for him. But I definitely will tell him happy Thanksgiving and that you said hello when he gets back to the house. So thank you for stopping by. All right, we're going to move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call, U through Z, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One more call for Uniform through Zulu. They all must be on second shift tonight, but one more try. Any station's Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. We'll move on up to Alpha through Delta. Any station, suffix of your call, A through D, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4RYP. Anna, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Good to hear you again. Two nights in a row. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
4RYP.
And Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Please check in K4AFT. 4Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michael in Central. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in K1CJW, That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The handle is Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all. RYP.
Anna?
Chad in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Terry. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. I have no traffic. Joy will be in and out. And you sound a whole lot better than Chad.
K4RYP with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Dave. Hope you are having a great evening. I'd also like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Keith. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel in Taylors. Daniel, thank you for stopping by with me tonight. I know two nights in a row that you're having to listen to my voice. I hope I don't scare everybody away. But thanks for stopping by. Always good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Daniel. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Hope things are well for you, Mr. Kurt. Thank you for checking in. I'd also like to welcome K4AFT, Mr. Michael in Central. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you have a great evening. And Mr. Roland in Pickens, K1CJW. Mr. Roland, thank you for stopping by. I always enjoy hearing you check in. And my good friend Gary in Easley, KI4DOS, and he brings along my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, thank you for checking in tonight. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we'll move on up to the patient group tonight, Echo through Hotel. Any stations wishing to check in, the suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Anna, it's good to hear you tonight calling the net. And I will be in and out. Thank you.
KO4RYP.
Anna, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and it's good to hear you, and I agree with Gary tonight.
Recheck Miss Annie, KA4PQA.
Check. Go ahead, recheck.
Affirmative, Anna. This is Stephen in Greenwood. I just wanted to let you know that I don't get to check in with you that often, two nights in a row. But I do. But Miss Anna, every time I do check in with you, I do enjoy getting to check in with you every chance that I do get to. KA4PQA.
Do appreciate that, Stephen. I really do. Thank you. All right. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Patrick. And KJ4HSC, I did not catch your name. You were a little bit staticky. Could you recheck with me and give me your name and location, please?
That's Earl, KJ4HSC in Traveler's Rest.
Thank you so much, Mr. Earl in Traveler's Rest. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. And you have a great evening. I'd also like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry N. Candler. Thank you for stopping by. Mr. Harry, hope you are at the hotel. Please call KO4RYP. Nothing hurts. We'll open it up to the alphabet all the way through. Any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. K4RYP, the last call on station, you were opening the repeater, but I had no audio. Do you want to try again?
Grand 4 ZLK.
It's perfect.
Loose wire in my microphone,
N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thanks, Anna. Have a good night.
This is KO4RYP. I'd like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Greenville. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Shane. Hope you are doing well. All right, any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net. I'd like to thank each of you for checking in tonight, and all stations wishing not to hang around for the rag to you may secure at this time. We will now begin the rag to you portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. First one up on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. How are things with you guys tonight, Mr. Larry?
RYP. Oh, my. Well, I think we're doing all right. Donna's very tired. She's been working awfully hard on preparations and I think she's been to the grocery store 3 times. I'm anticipating a feast. Now, understand, I'm not expecting a feast. I would just as soon eat a bowl of cereal. I'm thankful through and through, all the time. But this special day calls all of us to stop a little while and be thankful, especially for what's real close to us, at least, our friends, our family, and all the little ones. Donna and I don't have any little ones, so we enjoy everybody else's children. And anyhow, I tried to stay warm because we keep the house on chill. There's no formal setting on the thermostat for chill, but let's say it's below 70 now. We dial back and dial back. And I think we're going to stop right where we are. Wherever that is, it's on chill. I wear a hat in the house to keep my head warm. Most of your body heat goes out the top of your head, just like a chimney. But, anyway, enough about me. I heard your comment about Chad's absence and why. Is his dad okay?
KO4RYP. Yes, everything's okay, but I'm sure Chad will give you a call tomorrow and fill you in on everything. But I'm with you, Larry. I like our house on chill also, and Chad and I have kind of been struggling with that a little bit lately because I would just as soon keep our thermostat on about 63, and I would just be perfectly happy. But I have passed by it twice today, and I've been cleaning the house, getting things ready, took the day off work so I could, you know, get everything ready for Thanksgiving, and so I was getting a little warm doing all my house cleaning, and I thought, my goodness, I wonder if I need to bump the thermostat even below 63, and I went, and doggone, if it wasn't bumped up to 68, so someone had come by and bumped it up. And I had to go bump it back down. So it seems to be this constant little bit of a back and forth with where the thermostat is going to stay. But I prefer a cooler house. And I would just as soon put on a sweatshirt and socks and just bundle up inside than bump up the thermostat. So I'm with you and like to keep my house on chill.
I would prefer it to be a little warmer myself. I'm trying to figure out why it is that Chad needs it a little warmer and you would prefer it a little cooler. Maybe it's because you work harder in the house? Could that be it? I know Chad works hard, but his work takes him out of doors and, you know, in the shop and stuff like that, and no doubt he gets warm also working. And so maybe when he's in the house he's more or less relaxing and he's on the radio. You're not creating a lot of heat with, you know, burning calories while sitting down and making contacts, I guess. What are we all going to do? the impetus for the thermostat juggling is the utility bills. I don't know how else to put that, but Donna is a fastidious accountant. It was what she did in her working career. And so she's fabulous with numbers, and she can do things with spreadsheets that I can't even imagine. So the spreadsheet gives us, you know, a red line warning. And she communicates that nicely, you know. And we agree on a temperature and whatnot. So anyway, just have to deal with it. I sleep with extra blankets, and I even now I'm sitting in my shack with two blankets over me and a hat on my head. Oh, gracious. But we'll get through, won't we? We know that the heat will return. We know where we live. Anyhow, I wanted you to update me, if you would, on the incident with the truck that wouldn't park in the parking garage and having to leave it out on the street. I'd never heard an outcome of that. Maybe you could fill me in.
KO4RYP with KK4JBQ. The truck was in good shape when we got up the next morning. So, and I was up first and ran down and put some time on the parking meter, so we didn't even have to move it. So, no ticket, no, and the wheels were still there, no scratches, no nothing. So, thankfully, all was well. But it did just it tore Chad's nerves up for sure, and which is understandable. You know, what do you do when you can't get in the parking garage because your truck is too tall?
Very thankful to hear that you have, you could return without a heavy heart. Yeah. And that turned out just fine, didn't it? Well, here we are coming up on Thanksgiving. I suppose you have an extended family. Where's everybody going to celebrate Thanksgiving, Anna?
Well, we're having two Thanksgivings, so tomorrow evening all the kids will be here, and then my sister and my mom will join us, and we'll have a meal together. And then Thursday night we are actually hosting Chad's extended family, so his dad and cousins and whatnot from his side of the family. So there we'll have probably around 30 people. Tomorrow will just be 9, so Thursday we'll have about 30 people, so I'll do the majority of the cooking tomorrow, but then I don't have to do much cooking for Thursday. Everybody brings things, so, but it'll be fun, and we'll definitely have lots of food for a while.
That sounds great. That is, That's a nice place to find yourself at Thanksgiving among people who have already some sort of connection and some every reason in the world to be thankful. And Donna and I are going to celebrate quietly here at our house. As I said, she's preparing too much. But maybe it's an outlet in a way, you know, to prepare too much. We can share. We've got a neighbor just moved in next door. He has family, but he's a little cantankerous, to tell you the truth. He's not the friendliest fella. I mean, we share a wall, and I can hear, you know, some of his communications with his family, so we might take him some of our bounty, some of our leftover, a plate, you might say, and be a little bit neighborly. He's only been here a month or so, and he's a cancer patient, and he's kind of not well most of the time, and you know, all the treatments and everything. and he can't feel well, bless his heart. But he's nice enough, you know, confronted with an unfamiliar face such as mine, and we've had a bit of a conversation out on the porch. We can look at one another across porches. Anyhow. Oh, gee. So, I wanted to say before I left that I missed John and the Sky Report tonight. But I understand, John. I got to take a knife off once in a while, don't you? And then I want to say, I hope in Shane's earshot, I want to say safe driving to you, sir. And you be careful out on the road. We want to continue to hear you. We check in each night. And Anna, thank you so much for taking over. We are doubly blessed Monday and Tuesday night. Anna calling the net. Thank you so much for being here for us and bringing us all together. I'll let you go and get on with the next candidate up on the stump. And I'll stand by and listen to the rest of the net. You take care, Anna, and have a good Thanksgiving. You too. KK4JBQ 73.
For RYP, Mr. Larry, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, and you tell Miss Donna not to work too hard preparing that feast. And hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. All right, we're going to pause for just a minute and see if there are any check-ins. Any stations Alpha 3 Zulu wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we will move on down to our next person on the stump for RAG2. That is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. How are things in Easley tonight, Mr. Gary?
YP in the net, KI4DOS, gives a man on the mountain his turn. Things in Easley are great tonight, or well anyway, I'll put it that way. I had a real good day. Went out and had lunch with a friend. Seemed like family, but we had a good lunch and good long conversation. Hated that we had to break it up, but he had to go back to work, so that's the way that goes. But I got back home, and Joy had changed the linning on the bed in the guest bedroom. She wanted fresh linings on the bed, and I'm trying to help her get the house in order. We're not going to do anything much on Thursday. Just be me and her here, but Saturday the boys are coming over. I think she told you about that last night. We're going to see what happens then. And we'll have us a little Thanksgiving dinner and have everybody here for a change in a couple of two or three years, which will be good. But she hurt her back. She got over there, you know, her back gives her problems, and it's actually a telephone table. Years ago, people had a little chair with a desk on it on one side, where it's got a little shelf underneath where the phone book went, and then the rotary up on the top of it, and you know, you sat in one space because it had to be hardwired into the wall. That's on one side of the bed, and the other side is a nightstand. And she had to reach over and get around the head of the bed to put the linen on, and she bent wrong, and so her back's giving her a problem. But other than that, everything is good over on this end.
I hate that she pulled her back. She'll have to get on a heating pad tonight and see if that'll help it feel a little bit better in the morning. But God, it doesn't take much sometimes, just doing just a regular thing but reaching the wrong way, it can just make you catch, that's for sure. I know you guys are looking forward to having the boys this weekend, and it'll be fun to celebrate your 31st birthday.
31, I told you. I told her to tell you last night. I've got the Peter Pan disease. You know, I'm never going to grow up. and my body thinks I am, but my mind's still young. I'll leave it at that. But no, we're gonna have a good thing going on over the weekend, which I'm really glad to be part of. Hadn't seen both the boys in quite a while at the same time. One would come over, and then the other one would come over. You know, so we've seen them, but not everybody at one time. And of course, the daughter-in-laws will be here, which is a real treat. Don't know if the grandsons will be here or not, but we'll find that out when the Saturday gets here, I guess. But I've been trying to help Joy get the house in shape. She wanted to, you know, things to be pristine when the kids come. So she wanted to change the bed linen. I didn't know she was going to do that while I was gone to lunch. But she did, and now she's paying for it. So I told her, I said, hey, let me do that sort of stuff, because you can't do this and you can't do that. And I hate telling her she can't do something. She can do it, but she's liable to have to pay for it later. Her biggest thing is that she wants to get up and do. So I let her get up and do what she can. And if she gets to like she is now, okay, sit down in your chair and you relax, and I'll bring you whatever you want. So that's about all I can do for her.
I understand that it's hard when you get something in your head that you want to get done, even if it's not the easiest thing, or even if you know that you might pay for it later. It's just one of those things. I think Joy and I are a lot alike in that way. I get something in my head, and I'm gonna do it. So even if it creates a mess or causes me to hurt the next day, once I get it in my head, I gotta get it done.
You and her talk about me and Chad and talk about us being stubborn. Oh well, I'm not gonna go into all of that. But I try to let her do what she can do and what she wants to do. I don't like it when she gets in a bad place and then she has to sit down in the chair. She can't do anything. But oh well, it is what it is. But as far as the bed goes, she doesn't really like the way I make a bed. I mean, my mom taught me a long time ago. And when I went in the military, I was the only one that, when they came around for inspection, that they could bounce a quarter off of my bed. And so I had to teach everybody else in the group there, you know, to how to make their beds. I didn't like that at all. But, I mean, once I get it made, it's fine. But, I don't put the sheets on the way she does. She starts at the head and goes to the foot. I may start at the foot and go to the head. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's going to be made up, and it's going to be right when it's done. But I know how you ladies are. You're particular about the way you do things. In the kitchen, I do have to holler and ask her. I said, where you put this now? I don't want it to be in the wrong place. And so she'll tell me where she wants it, and I'll put it where she can find it next time she needs it. But that's just the way that goes. I don't mind doing it. That's we're in a partnership here. It's she's not the only one that messes the house up and that sort of thing. I tell people a lot of times that my wife is a homemaker. She's not a housewife because she's not married to the house.
That, Gary, I've never heard that before. I like that. And I'm over here just chuckling because just tonight or today, earlier today, when I was in, Chad and I were in the kitchen and he got something to eat, and he rinsed out the bowl and put it in one spot, and I just came right over after him and picked it up and put it in another spot because I like things in a certain place. And I appreciate him putting things away, but I just go behind him and put it back where I want it to go. So we have the same, I think Joy and I are a lot alike in that way. We have our own place where we like things and like things done a certain way, but I guess we're all like that a little bit. But I just am laughing because I remember doing that earlier today with Chad. So, oh, goodness. It's funny how everybody's got their own little quirks and their own little things. And I think the important thing is just showing grace with each other and getting along and being able to laugh at the times when we're all a little bit persnickety.
And it's a partnership, you know. It's you have to bend a little bit and be flexible. Real good friend of mine, he's Silent Key now, told me, he said, there's not but one thing that's constant, and that's change. So, you know, things are going to change. Just give a little time. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Anna. Sound like you got a really good net going. Appreciate you calling in for Chad. Tell Mr. Chad I said hello, and hopefully we'll talk to y'all a little bit later. Maybe I'll hear him tomorrow night. Y'all take care, and I'll say 73 for now. KO4RYP in the net, KI4DOS.
It's always a joy to talk with you, so thank you for hanging around with me for a little bit tonight. This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4RYP. Tonight, nothing heard, so if you I will submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It has been my pleasure to be your net control station tonight. I wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving, and I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.